This is 7AD, and it's back to school for independent schools this week, public schools next week. We'll get to the rat kits in a second for school kids. But first, the vaccination blitz continues for kids aged 5 to 11 around the state. Here's Health Minister Jeremy Rockliff. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to your listeners.
How are we going with the 5 to 11s at the moment?
Look, we're doing reasonably well. If I can give you some statewide figures, Darren, around 53% of our children aged 5 to 11 have had a first dose of the vaccine. So that is, we're second in the nation with respect to that, and around 10% above the national average. So we're doing well. In our northwest coast, we've got 43% across our region, so a little below the state average. So my message to parents is, look, back to school, clearly, February the 9th for all our state schools. Please encourage parents to put vaccination, that first dose, on the on the checklist as well, the back to school checklist vaccination. Give that a tick. Where we have over 95% of Tasmanians aged 12 and above fully vaccinated, the two doses. We have the lowest, or one of the lowest hospitalisations per capita across the country. So the best line of defence is vaccination, and I can only encourage our parents of children 5 to 11 years of age, please book in. We're doing pretty well, but we need to push those rates up even further. Northwest, as I said, a little down, but I'm sure we can lift our rates in the northwest.
Yeah, so I'll just run through some Vaxo clinics this weekend. So Friday, Smithton at the high school, and then Saturday, Burnie at the Arts and Function Centre, and Devonport at the Parranapple Centre on Sunday. Now, bookings are preferred, but all of those will accept walk-ins as well. Let's go to the rat packs for the school kids. So independent and private schools back this week. When the kids turn up for day one, for instance, public schools next week, do they just get a rat pack on the first day, or how's that been working?
Yeah, the COVID care packages, which of course include five masks, two rat tests, and some really good information around COVID symptoms, back to school, also how to talk to children about COVID as well and answer the questions. What we expect, of course, is all our schools and all our parents will have that COVID care kit, if I can call it that, prior to school returning on February the 9th. That's our aim. That's the work that's been undergoing in the northwest coast, for example. I understand that all those kits have arrived in the northwest coast to be distributed across our schools, across the northwest region, and both independent and Catholic schools as well. They've been coordinating their respective schools. Can I say and re-emphasise as well, Darren, that all the advice is that the best place our young people can be is in a school environment. A lot of work's being done to ensure that all our children are learning in well-ventilated areas, whether that be in the classroom or whether that be in outdoor learning areas, for example.
But as far as the distribution goes, so what, schools are texting parents saying, come and collect your rat kit before school starts, or are they getting it on their first day? Or it varies?
It can vary. And early next week, as an example, going to school to collect your books, for example, for the year, but you'll also be able to collect your COVID care kit as well.
Right. Okay. Now, good news at the public hospitals, four of them around the state have gone down from level three to level two this week.
Look, that is good news, and can I commend all our health staff right across Tasmania have been working so incredibly hard. Not just with COVID, of course, and we're very pleased our hospitalisations are reducing and, again, per capita have been less than other states, which is very, very pleasing. And, for example, yesterday we had 13 people in hospital with COVID. And pleased to see that that escalation level three, and there are four escalation levels when it comes to our COVID response within hospitals, has been in on three for a number of weeks, coming back to two now, which is a positive sign, and it means also that our elective surgery and outpatient clinics can continue into a more business as usual.
Finally, you're filling in as Education Minister, your former portfolio, while Sarah Courtney's isolating in France. So when is she due back?
We're expecting Sarah's return next week. Preparation for the commencement of the school year in Term 1 on February the 9th. It depends on travel arrangements and the like. Can I commend all the teams with Cross Health and Education for an enormous amount of work they are doing.
It's a whole new world now if you're a school teacher, isn't it?
Yes, and our school teachers, the school teachers that I've met, I've met many hundreds of school teachers over the course of the last 7 years and 20 years in Parliament, of course, their focus and core focus is ensuring their number one priority is the student and creating a very safe, inclusive learning environment where our young kids can thrive. And, you know, they go into the teaching profession with absolutely that best intention of making a difference into the our young people's lives so they can have all those opportunities ahead of them following their compulsory years of school. And I know how dedicated they are to that task. And while this is a more complex environment and different, no doubt, to what they would have traditionally been used to over the course of the last years pre-pandemic, I know that their dedication would only increase to ensure that the challenges that in front of them, the number one focus would be ensuring our kids are in a safe learning, an inclusive, safe learning environment.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Have a great weekend and talk soon.
A pleasure, Darren. Thank you very much. And I appreciate having a chat. And, yeah, look forward to talking again soon.